Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
I haven't been on for like a few days, a week, so it's nice to talk to you. This is Dub Knight, singer, songwriter. Yes, I love to sing, but I love to write. And I write a lot, you know. I've been doing it for decades, you know, writing, singing songs. I was just listening to songs. I made a mistake, you know. I went to copyright. I can't go to copyright all the time because I'm not rich, you know. I'm not Ed Sheeran. I wish I was. That's my goal. Or Taylor Swift, you know, write and write and write. And then copyright. But I wanted to tell you, if you write a song, or, you know, like me, constant songwriter, singer, you know, write the song for I can, you know, for you to sing it, you know, or if you write it for someone else, please copyright it or publish it. I live in a building, an area where people are kind of out of touch with reality with what's going on in the city. We're living in near Hollywood. I'm not too far from Hollywood, Los Angeles, entertainment capital. If you live in Los Angeles, New York, or Nashville, it's an entertainment capital. You know, that's why I came out to Los Angeles for that dream, to Hollywood, to that dream, to make it in the music industry. I recorded so many demos that I was involved in a singer, songwriter, producing. That's my goal. I'm also a professional singer-songwriter. I got to that level, and I continue to be an artist. The reason why I say that is because you cannot leave your song unpublished or uncopyrighted because people steal. All the songs that I release on the albums as a unsigned artist or as a indie artists have been copyrighted. They've been copyrighted. They have, as I mentioned before, and perhaps I got to talk about it again. They've been copyrighted. They've been published. Protect. Unfortunately, there are evil people who just might listen to, you know, I have to protect my songs because I don't want no evil person looking at my song as some way to make some money off and go and make a fortune out of it at my expense as an artist, because I really worked hard, not on the songs that I just released, those 16 songs, but I wrote thousands of songs that, you know, the truth, I lost a lot of them, you know, over the years, decades of writing with groups. I write by myself. When I went into recording studio, I had written with someone else. We were involved in the music instruments, and we were involved in the lyrics, and we were involved in that. I sang. I was the artist, but I was involved in the producing, the lyrics, the music. I am a performer, so I'm a performing songwriter. You know, even though I haven't, it's, you know, periodically I perform. I don't perform, I will tell you, not all the time. But when you hear my album, The Voice, I'm the voice of that that song. So I'm a performing songwriter. But I can't be, you know, I actually could write a song for someone else if I got paid for it. Somebody in the business and be a non-performing songwriter. I could be both. I could write a song for someone else. I'm capable. So that's how it is, you know, but it's part of who I am. I've done it so much. I really want to be in the industry, even at my age. I'm aware of age. You know, awareness is always the key. The truth is, I didn't get as far as Taylor Swift or Ed Sheeran or somebody like that. Or I didn't get as far as Motley Crue, okay, as far as making a financial living. So I have, you know, I have to fall, have something to fall back on. But my personality and who I am, it's artistic creations, you know, it's part of who I am. But to make a living at it is really would be a joy. It's a dream. Well, yes, it happens to a few. It doesn't happen all the time, but it can happen. So I keep my dreams open. But in order to keep that dream, I have to have that song because I do have a BMI publishing. I have to tell the truth because I think I talk about things that people don't talk about. You know, songwriters don't talk about publishing or copyright, but they have to. People steal. Evil people steal. I had individuals in my environment who have said they sampled my songs, make up stories about it, or to press my buttons, or if they actually did. You know, I said that many times, that I am the only one who wrote the song, and in terms of you know, for what it's worth, you know, when I say that, I mean, I gave nobody else permission to sample the song. You know, I say that because these individuals made up stories about me, you know, saying, oh, I had someone else control my songs and I was not the one in control, and that is so untrue. Those are lies. I'm in control of my music. I'm in control of my songs. But I'm very rational and reasonable. If someone asks me in the industry if they wanted to use it, I would, you know, I could say yes. If it's a business situation, yes. But no one has asked me to use it. And I am in control of my music, being at BMI. You know, they keep me informed whether or not I make a penny or anything because I really make very little. So that is the truth. I'm not afraid to speak out about it because in the past, you know, I listened to all those, you know, pros and cons of what you're supposed to say or what you're supposed to do. But I'm not going to go over the edge with it, but I'm just going to tell it like it is. I'm not scared to talk about what I need to say. And, you know, but want to say is that if you write or publish your songs or, you know, you're doing the right thing, go copyright it. You got to protect your music. People, this world is not, you know, hunky-dory all the time. Somebody could just listen to it and want to take it if it's not copyrighted or published. And I did not sign away my songs. I learned that a long time ago. But I'm very open with everything. So stay away from dream killers. Dream killers love to take away dreams. I experience it a lot. People want to take away my dreams. Stay away from evil people. Because I am an artist and, you know, I got pictures, you know, you see me on the computer with the sunglasses. That's my, you know, creation, graphic artist. That's part of the entertainment situation. We're near Hollywood, anywhere 13, 15 miles, 20 miles, we're near Hollywood, you know. That's what I'm all about. I don't care what age I am. I'm very aware of where I'm at. So it's lots of other people out here who are living in Hollywood or near it. But I hate when people make assumptions about me and my situation or my disposition without even knowing me, and it's in a negative tone, then something is seriously wrong with them because they're idiots. I don't want to deal with no idiot. I don't like when someone tries to make a diagnosis of me simply because I have a certain style with my art or with or what I say on podcasts or books or whatever. because that is so unfair to me and to them in terms of making assessments on them. What it shows is that they lack the education or the awareness to understand people who they don't understand. And if they don't understand me and don't talk to me and don't ask me questions about what I have said, then something is seriously wrong with them, that they're going to make a diagnosis, especially if they're not a doctor. Now, if they are a doctor, they're not supposed to be going around making diagnoses on people mentally, because I'm mentally fine. I find that very evil. It's defamation of character, too, if they spread rumors about it. But if they think that way, then it shows they are not sound intellectually. I don't go around up to people and say, oh, he crazy or this or that, unless he Donald John Trump, because Donald John Trump has proven so much how off he is, and with that voter fraud, it's just proof that shows it is. We just already know what Donald Trump has done and the way he acts and what proof he has of voter fraud, which is none. So there's so much evidence about that, but that's a celebrity. But don't go, I'm not a celebrity like that. So don't come and make a diagnosis of me because you don't understand people. Because if you don't talk to me and you don't understand me and you're making assessments that are not based on fact but opinion, then something is seriously wrong with that person. And I want to stay away from people like that because it shows they don't use their mind very much. I had somebody who said anhedonia or something. It had to do with me with posters and CDs of my songs being released. This is near Hollywood. This ain't no, I'm not living in the middle of Kentucky. If you want to live in the middle of Kentucky, you should go back to Kentucky. I don't forgive people like that. There's no way someone make it be an idiot making a diagnosis on me when I'm seriously very much aware of what's going on in this world. And unfortunately, in my situation, I have been exposed to people who are seriously disturbed with or lack the awareness of how to deal with my boundaries, and I don't know them. When I look at somebody make a diagnosis of me that's false and defamatory, I have to stay away from them because it sounds like their IQ or awareness is lower than my shoe size. If they drive around in a car for several times or for a long time trying to press my buttons, trying to laugh at me and trying to say crazy things because they think I'm sensitive, then something is seriously disturbed wrong with them mentally. And they could be potentially dangerous. I had to stay away from people like that, going around yelling and saying swear words, calling me racist words. You know, I had that happen tonight, and I realized there are a lot. This person's mentally ill, and so is they are. This person should be seriously disturbed. Something is wrong with this person. So I keep away, and I don't say nothing because I don't know them. So that's obviously disturbed. They're talking to me, yelling at me, a stranger. There are crazy people out there. I'm not one of them. And I told you I had the allegations of voyeurism. I don't, you know, it is still going on with this, and I believe it's that crazy person. And I believe it's because they think I'm famous. You know what? I don't consider myself famous. It's not an excuse to be a stalker or harass. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse to trespass or do anything illegal. Okay? So that's how it is. I stay away from evil. I stay away from dangerous people. I stay away from sick people. And sick people who have mental problems, they are some in this society. And I know I have to have evidence to back it up, but when you seriously go up to some stranger or somebody and try to press my buttons, and I don't know you, or I did nothing to you, or you're trying to do it to, you think it's some weakness, which is sociopaths. Sociopaths do that. They love to press for weaknesses. That is not something I can deal with. But seriously, I had to ignore this disturbed person because this disturbed person needs to go to the hospital. It's evil, you know. It's not only evil, but this person is sick. So I had to just push him away and continue to go for my dream. Like, these are the same people don't want me to be a successful, not only in the industry, they don't want me to be successful as an attorney. Whatever, jealousy, envy, animosity, some kind of, whatever, I did nothing to them. They're just a dream killer, a dangerous person, sitting around out there in the car, doing nothing to make themselves better, but sit around to try to hurt me because they have some agenda that's all negative. And you know what? I have these people, if they call my school or whatever, it is wrong. This is exactly why I do not want to work or be a part of clinical psychology for the rest of my life. I can't even come around it. I got my bachelor in psychology, so I know a lot about diagnoses. I know a lot about stuff, and I decided I cannot do it as a living. I cannot even volunteer because dealing with people who are mentally sick, I have to stay away. I don't have the capacity to deal with that. I have the capacity to be an artist and I deal with well people. I have to deal with people who are well and know how to mind their business. People who don't know how to mind their business got something seriously wrong with them. So, but, you know, with sick people, you have to, you know, there's an excuse. They need their medication and so on. I can't deal with some dangerous harassers because the truth is there are a few people who are mentally sick who are dangerous. So I can't deal with no crazy person who's whacked, but I also can't deal with a criminal or a sociopath or someone or idiot who's diagnosing me false with false and defamation. You know, it's about me trying to be who I need to be. Be an artist, make music. And I have respect for other songwriters and singers, you know. I really do. I know somebody who writes songs who want to make it in Hollywood. And, you know, I always respect. I respect him so much. And whatever he released, I wish his dream to come true. I never say anything negative because it's so, you know, being an artist is so difficult. Because I live it. You know, it's like, you have respect. That person lived his life. There's millions of people out here in L.A. and in the suburb who lived their whole life playing a guitar like me. Me singing, or I played a keyboard to make a song. And it's from within, from my heart. It's part of me when I wrote that song, when I played the keys. And then I sing it, or if I, you know, the keys and the drums. And it's so important to me because that's what I wanted to do for a living. And it became a part of that Hollywood dream. That's why I've written that song. I want my Hollywood dream to come true. And I play it in the intro, and you can hear it again. It's part of that dream, you know. I worked so hard for it. And, you know, it became a part of me for a long time because I've always been an artist. I've been a graphic artist since I was a child, but as a teenager, I became a musician, a singer and a musician. So it really is so important. So when you listen to it, it's just part of coming to L.A. and having that dream and to have it come true because I've worked very hard to do it, performing too, but also to create. Because creation is part of my destiny.
I'm stubborn, living
like, you know, when I came out here, it's like I struggled and struggled, and then I make my first demo tape. But it wasn't just a demo tape. It was also I had to go out and perform, and I was such a shy person, but I'm so determined to go up in front of a crowd, and I was in front of a crowd of people, and I had to sing my own material or sing with a band. Sing with a band, I was so nervous because it's like, gosh, I have to do this, really? And we just go, went ahead and do it. So I got used to it. And then I was by myself because I had no group because the groups broke up. And I was like, so I had to put the backing track on of my song. And I just went and did it. And I felt so good. It's so good when I perform. But, you know, I wasn't discovered, you know, in that club. You know, I was hoping they could see me or they like my voice or they like my song. Then I went through a period of time, just briefly a year, where I was kind of confused because I got so many rejections. So many rejections. I thought all those in the performances in the West Side, West L.A. And I was, like, hurt. So I was like, okay, let me be a songwriter. So I just like, let me be a songwriter. So I just like, okay, let me just write a song for somebody. I said, so I went into a recording studio and I was like, okay, Dave, you know what? I don't know if I can deal with this because I got all these rejections. I mean, I just can't deal with it. So I was like, let me just write a song. Let's just write a song and I'll give it to somebody. And I did that for a year, just trying to write songs for people. You know, I took it to a songwriting competition right on Hollywood Boulevard, and they didn't like it, you know. But he told me, you know, you're a singer. He knows I like to sing. I like to be up front. He said, you need to sing. You need to sing your song. I need to sing my songs. I was like, yeah, maybe you're right. So I went back to singing. I was like, yeah, I enjoy singing. So I went back to the microphone. So I enjoy singing. So the reason why I brought that story up is that to not give up no matter what happens, you know. No, not give up, and you know, because the dream can come true. So I can't give up because the dream can come true. Really, you know, it's about going for that dream. So if any songwriter out there, please protect your songs by copyrighting it and publishing it or one or the other to have some control over your music. I have heard the bigger stages of this industry with the Taylor Swifts and with the Beatles and Elvis, and there have been so many lawsuits, and there still are. People have lost their rights to the song. And it's still going on. You know, these people wrote their song legitimately and someone say that they stole it. And songwriters. So it really is important to, you know, to protect your songs. You know, when you hear the Beatles get sued or the Rolling Stones get sued or you hear all those horror stories at the top, you know, they lost the rights to their song or they got sued. There's so many lawsuits right now. People using their songs without permission, it has happened a lot. And then there was a concern for me because of people saying around me, oh, they sample, I really want to be with you to get $600,000. I mean, if that is true, that is so evil. But there's no proof of that. There's no proof. You need proof, you know? Because, I mean, how many years I went, all those years, decades, and seeing this person get $600,000 didn't earn it? They didn't write my music. I did. I'm the one who had the talent. They don't. They didn't write my rock song, like Struggle. They didn't write none of that. So to hear that, them say that, if it is true, I mean, if it's true, that is pure evil. That is no excuse. That's stealing. How could they? That is low as you can get. In my opinion, they deserve prison. However, if it ain't true, if they just trying to press my buttons, that's still evil. They don't know what it's like to struggle and to write a song. They don't know what it's like. So when I see these people talk about, they think I'm out of touch. I'm like, whether I'm living in Alhambra or whether I'm living in Santa Monica or whether I'm living in Studio City, Van Nuys, or whether I'm, or Canoga Park, or whether I'm living in whatever, you know, wherever I live, you know, Hollywood Hills or even South Los Angeles or Compton, wherever I live. This is near Hollywood. This is near Hollywood. This is, there are tons of musicians and artists. They write a whole bunch of recording studios. They write to get that deal. So if you're out of touch with reality about living in Los Angeles, about this, then you need, then I think you need to, you are seriously disturbed. There's so many actors and singers and musicians, not only in West Hollywood, but all in the suburb, and you're up here saying, I'm out of touch because of my age, or you think, this is what these people nearby me, they don't think of artistic capital, even though it's like 20 miles away, 15 miles, 10 miles away. They think it's just, oh, Kentucky in the middle of just everyday life place. They must be out of touch with reality. They should realize people in this area where I live and all around are full of artists who want to make it in the industry. But when I hear somebody say they stole my music and who didn't deserve to make money off my music, and if it is true, there is no way I can just look up and forgive them and say, oh, it's just, they deserve prison. They're pure evil. If it's true. If it's true, I'm going to find out. I always find out. Because I will never do that, allow someone to do that. Yeah, court is also a crime. Forgery is a crime. But all I'm going to say is that I know I found a little tired. You know, I'm a little tired because I'm doing something else besides music. I have to have something to fall back on. You know, and I'm going to say this. Education or whatever kind of education or how many degrees you get, if you get a PhD, a law degree, a master's, you get 4 masters. I know I have heard somebody who I used to know got 3 or 4 masters and a PhD. Somebody, I got a law degree and a master's or in whatever. I salute you. Education is freedom. It helps us. It helps the whole world. And I had people trying to hinder me in education. They don't want me to continue my education, getting an advanced degree. Something is wrong with them. They want to take my dreams away, my American dreams away, just like they want to take away my dreams to be in music. I stay away from this evil. The common sense is for me to continue to do what I'm doing, and I don't know why I'm dealing with this evil outside near me or nearby, because they sit on their fucking ass and want to hurt me for no reason because they can't take care of themselves and they don't have the capacity to go for dreams. Just like they don't understand the reality of living in Los Angeles or the suburb or with these artists who are trying to go for their dream. If they don't like this area, they should move out. They should want to go back to Kentucky. Go to Iowa. Well, I am very concerned that they are making an effort to try to hinder my education by calling my school and so on, making up allegations to hinder my dream. Because they simply don't go for dreams. They sit on their ass in a car or sit and drink and get in despair because they don't have the capacity to move forward with their lives. That's not fair to me or someone who has a dream and want to go for it. That's not fair to me. That's evil. Per evil. to try to take my dream away in music or to hinder my potential in education, allegation to steal my song and they haven't wrote a damn thing. As I say, karma will come back to evil people like that. Just like it's also evil. I told you, the crazy person who yell and say things at me, just like the crazy people, these allegations of peeping in my home, which is another violation. Expectation of privacy should not be violated. These evil people belong in the state penitentiary or mental hospital or some place where they can be kept away from people like you and me who got dreams. I don't understand why the system. I hope that Karen Bass as a mayor, and I also hope the state, can lock these people up. These people have no business hanging around everyday life people. They try to jeopardize me and your dream, and they should not be around any good person. They are incapable. As I said, common sense. So if you if you're publishing copyright, protect your songs. Protect it. Protect it. I have to protect every song that I make when I play that keyboard because I wrote it. I wrote hundreds of songs on BMI, hundreds of songs on ASCAP. I wrote thousands and thousands of songs in my lifetime. I paid my dues many lifetimes over. And I had to stay away from dream killers and evil because it comes at me every day simply because of someone's ignorance and jealousy and inability to understand the reality of the world in L.A. And or perceive me as something making a diagnosis or making a perception that's not based on reality, but based on ignorance, because perhaps I come off as so unique that they have to have this perception that is not only ignorance, but some kind of ulterior motive, simply because they can't understand anything that is perceived as different from them. So I have to continue to go for my dream. I can't let evil people stop me. Even if it means going to court and filing a lawsuit and filing a criminal report. Because I can't let no dangerous, jealous person, predator, who don't know how to mind their business, and who do not know how to respect my boundaries inside my home and my life from taking away my dream and my dignity. These people are evil. They need to be locked up, and they will. For me and for you, you go for your dream. You publish and copyright your songs. If you're going for 2-3 degrees or 4 degrees, go for it. Whatever dream you have, continue to go for it. Don't let no evil, jealous, dangerous, low-life predator stop you. Like they're trying to stop me. And it's not fair for you or anybody to go through that. I went through it for many years. And that are the reasons. Jealousy, ignorance, bigotry. Nobody should go through that. I went through it a lot. I see the insanity and absurdity outside my home and when I'm walking. That evil, and I had to let God take over and let the police and the courts take over. For me, I'm going for the dream. Because there is a possibility to make it in Hollywood. And so for you too, may your dream come true like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.